This episode of the Beauté Industry Podcast is brought to you by Dermalist, the new Australian company redefining cosmeceutical skincare. Hello and welcome to the Beauté Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry. I am your host, founding director of Beauté Industry, Tamara Reid. Here, we are closing the competitive gap and speaking your language. This is a platform created and dedicated to the professional beauty industry, valuing community over competition. We serve to help connect you with inspiration from industry experts, expand your knowledge through educational pieces, and bring you the latest in product and technology innovation. This is Beauté Industry. Today, my guest is Stephanie Miller, CEO and founder of Dermalist Skincare. From a young age where her chemistry and science-loving father would bring home the latest research journals for her to read, Stephanie has held an interest in advanced technology, which comes as no surprise as to how her career in the aesthetic industry has panned out today. Steph is a skincare expert in the highest form of the title, whose passion for client outcomes and results has driven her through to further study as a dermal educator. For the past 20 years, Steph has directed some of Australia's most well-known and highly regarded dermal clinics, where she has led teams of dermal clinicians, nurses, and doctors to perform non-invasive skin and laser treatments. That career recap would generally be enough to satisfy anyone. However, through noticing a disconnect between therapist recommendation and client compliance in understanding why they had to use such a vast amount of products at home to gain the desired result, Steph saw a need to simplify, but not compromise, the way we achieve healthy skin and developed Dermalist. Steph and I do not hold back today as we talk about the need for science and beauty to be combined, the truth behind multifunctional skincare and inclusive marketing campaigns, and we also get to find out what makes Dermalist so revolutionary in the way it works. From Dermalist, today we welcome Stephanie Miller. Stephanie, welcome to the Beauté Industry Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Tamara. I'm very excited to be here today. I listened to all of your podcasts, so it's an honour to talk to you.
Oh, it is my absolute honour and pleasure to talk to you. I've been wanting to get this episode out for so long. As you listen to the podcast, you would know where we start our episodes, and that is all the way back at the very beginning to find out how I guest travelled from A to B. And so I'd love to start with you there today.
Okay. This might be a little bit of more of a long story, because I didn't enter the professional beauty industry sort of the traditional way of becoming, which would have made sense to become a beauty therapist first and then progress on. I actually, looking back, I really think there was probably three pivotal areas or events that sort of led me, if you will, into the industry. And I actually thought about this, and I thought, look, the first one was, I believe, happened when I was very young, and my father, who passed away sadly when I was 18, he was actually a polymer chemist, and this basically, what it means is he designed and he worked with polymers, and he created a range of plastics and adhesives and things like that, packaging, but even clothes and aircraft, which at the time that was very exciting for me. But being an immigrant and him having English as his second language, and I happened to be quite good at English when I was in school. So, of course, he would have me read and check his reports. And now, I wasn't too thrilled, I think, about it at the time, because it was like a second lot of homework for me to do. But it probably goes without saying that as a consequence, I actually learned a lot about chemistry when I was young. And then I suppose him being a scientist, my dad, he'd actually bring me home as a prize or a treat when I'd done something wonderful. New Scientist magazines, the medical the medical journal, and all these things, which really didn't help my, I think, nerd status at school, because I ended up, you know, I had my friends over, and I remember having stacks of National Geographic magazines all throughout the house, up to our zoo. So that's probably when my love affair with science started, when I was very, very young. And then I thought, okay, well, what was the that was the seminal event, but what led me to the industry was when I was in my very early 20s, I was to have some surgery. And I remember I was extremely conscious that I was going to be left with scars on my body. And of course, I mean, you can imagine, right? You're a young girl and the premise of having scars on your completely untouched body is pretty horrifying. Mm. So I remember thinking, well, oh, look, you know, because I was so much into science and so forth, and I'd read so much, you know, all the things that my dad would teach me about, I couldn't fathom. I just couldn't understand how it could be possible that there is no scientific way of preventing or maybe at least removing scars or making them better on the skin. And so I thought, for sure, there's some way like of achieving this. So I think I just did what I knew already how to do and what I was taught how to do. And I conducted my own scientific research. So, basically what happened when I was in year seven, I fractured my wrist and I went to a physiotherapist and they used this miraculous, what I thought was miraculous at the time, class 3A laser to help heal the injury. And this was extremely avant-garde at the time. I'd never heard of anybody using, you know, or cold lasers or even knew that a cold laser would exist. And this is year seven, mind you. So many, many years ago. But after that experience, I knew cold lasers existed and I knew they could help to heal injuries. So, you know, of course, when I was having that surgery, I thought, well, maybe there must be a healing laser for the skin. So, look, if you think about this, this is around 1994, 1995. So, you know, like I'm thinking we're totally advanced here. It must exist, you know, because we're in 1994. But as I started doing my research, I realised that that wasn't the case and there was very little knowledge of this out there. So I remember studying and looking up the principle of hormesis, which now, ironically, I actually teach, right? And that, as we know, involves a biphasic response within the cell where, you know, a higher amount of energy or exposure to a substance can actually, you know, degrade or break down cells. So, you know, applying this to laser therapy where you've got high levels of energy, which we know break down cells, and then conversely, I suppose, low levels of energy stimulate and regulate them. And that's what the principle of this cold laser was. So after I did my research, I was like, okay, who in this industry does this? And to find it, it was a challenge because no one was doing it in Melbourne. And specifically not using the 3A lasers, which was used in physiotherapy, but the 3B lasers. So as it turns out, there was this woman. And I think she was a dermatologist that had come from overseas, and she was a clinician here. And she was doing her thesis at the time on this very topic. And she was the only one in Melbourne that I could find that was doing this. And she was looking for a patient to complete this the clinical part of her thesis, which I understood to be a thesis back then. So of course, then you know, I'm pushy when I want to be. I convinced her to use me as the subject. As you know, Tamara, I can be pushy if I want. but you know, yeah, so that's basically what happened. I was fortunate because the treatments also, they were very expensive. So I did get them at a very reduced price, but I understood that really my healing was also going to be only as good as my general health at the time. So I went to see a naturopath and I started on this pre-surgery sort of regime of supplements and vitamins and minerals in conjunction with this pre-surgery low-level laser therapy. And did the surgery. It went tremendously well, and of course then continued on after post-surgery with these laser treatments and supplementation. Now, the crux of the matter is my plastic surgeon at the time was the really respected Dr. Douglas McManamy. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's now retired. But about 2 weeks post-surgery, he examined my healing and my scars. And I could actually tell from his face that he was astonished at the level of healing that had actually taken place. And he flat out asked me, how did you achieve it? And I love to talk, so of course I obliged, and I told him all about my pre and post surgery plan and the lasers and things like that. Of course, he had this bit of a blank look on his face because it wasn't really scientifically proven back then. But the wonderful thing is, honestly, Tamara, that, and I was so surprised, because subsequently after that, after a period of time, I think it was a few years, I actually discovered that he'd introduced low-level laser therapy into his surgery, and was both for pre and post-op. Yeah, that was really amazing, because then, of course, I started referring people to him because I know he had that service available, you know, that modality available. And it was, to me, this pivotal moment where I was like, oh, I'm in love with this field. You know, it combines science and medicine and all the things that I love. But then really the third event that sealed the deal for me was a few years later, when I actually met a doctor at the time. And bear in mind, this was 20 years ago now. And he was actually using this diode laser to treat hirsutism, right? The penny dropped for me. I was like, what are you doing? You are transporting this laser, this diode laser, which you remove and put into two pieces and popped in the boot of his car, believe it or not, between medical clinics and renting rooms to perform treatments predominantly for medical, like not aesthetic purposes. So I understood, you know, immediately the implications, the aesthetic implications for that. It wasn't just medical, and started to better comprehend the power of lasers and advanced modalities in treating, you know, so many skin concerns. So of course, again, pushing me, I said to him, please let me be your business development manager. I'm so passionate about this. So he relented, and I joined his team, and we grew the business in Vic to multiple sort of fixed locations, not within medical clinics, but, you know, for the first time ever, you had laser and skin, more laser modalities, you know, in either a shop front we were in offices and things like that, but we had our own premises with a team of doctors and nurses. We then started getting dermal therapists, because I looked into the law and realized there was actually nothing preventing dermal therapists from using lasers. And of course we trained them very well and properly. And then really getting into this field, then I was like, okay, I need to study. I need to know what I'm doing. So continuously, it's a passion of mine anyway. Over the past 20 years, I've pursued that further education in the dermal science field. And then probably after a couple of years after that, I had the opportunity to actually buy into the business. So this was just a few years after joining him. And really, I think that was how I got into it. But always remembering that I feel like my primary passion will always just be science in all its forms. But it's just now that I've specialized in the science of skin, and I truly have found my niche, and I love it.
Wow. Oh my goodness. What a story.
Long story short.
No, I love that. I think while you were busy looking at cold lasers in year 7, I was probably sneaking out the back fence to go have a fag. So you were much more advanced than I was. Let me tell you that.
Oh, the cold laser was on my wrist. Of course. But I think it was around 20, but I am much older than you, my dear. So
amazing. So tell me then, you go from being in this clinic area, you're obviously in loving skin, you've got multiple really high-end clinics all around Victoria, and that's how we met, which, you know, I always love this industry because it's such a wormhole of relationships. But I'm interested to know then, you've got these thriving clinics, they're all doing well, why do you move into skincare?
Well, first I want to say I'm actually still in the clinical treatment space, and of course in education, because that to me gives me, keeps my finger on the pulse. It keeps me in contact with, you know, experts and professionals in the field. And I just have a passion for education anyway. But I think really it was just a natural progression into developing skincare. That was just the natural next step for me, because I had gone through, you know, modalities, and I'm very modality based, but really, when I started understanding, you know, years and years ago about the skin, and I really, I understood that you can't treat the skin in isolation. You know, treating patient after patient, you understand that the skin is actually part of a complete system, which is our body, right? It's not separate. And so when you treat patients, you have to treat them holistically, because that's the only truly effective and I think complete method of achieving real results and long-lasting results, not just, you know, suppressing the symptoms. So that means that when you treat, you're looking at both extrinsic and intrinsic factors when developing that treatment plan. And really simultaneously, you're treating the causes and the symptoms of the concerns that the patient is experiencing. At least that's the aim. The aim is to treat both, because in the industry, there is this way of treating that really only addresses the symptoms. And it's something that is starting to change now, which I'm so happy about, because a lot of the time, you know, over the last 20 years, I feel like when I've spoken about holistic treatment methods, I get this sort of look, are you a hippie, or what are you about, you know? Oh, you eat all organic, you're a vegan. I'm like, oh, well, actually, there's actually science behind this. I'm not really I'm the least hippie you would ever meet. So, but it's about proof, you know. I mean, we're taking into consideration lifestyle factors, nutrition, stress-related factors, along with in-clinic treatments and at-home care. So a big part of this holistic treatment program is home care, right? Skincare. Mm-hmm. That's a huge part. So really, through all this time, the problem was I just couldn't find anything that really represented my complete philosophy of treating skin health, I would say holistically, but really I say globally a lot, because I feel like that's the more in term in medicine and in cosmetic science with doctors and nurses. Every time I go to a conference, I hear this global approach. What they're saying actually is holistic approach. It's the same thing. I think it's just the word has a different connotation. And so addressing what I believe to be the common causative factor in almost every illness and certainly every skin concern that there is. And I believe that that's chronic uncontrolled inflammation, not controlled trauma that causes, a healing cascade, which is beneficial, but this chronic uncontrolled inflammation. And actually, I don't hold that belief myself. I actually share that belief with the likes of Harvard Medical School, where, and all around the world, there's actually been a lot of research on this very topic. So I suppose day after day, when you're in clinical practice and you're seeing skin conditions which we know are actually caused by inflammation, which is, you know, your pigmentation, your acne, your aging, or inflammation is what, you know, they're now coining it to be. But at the same time, we're seeing all these, and we know that those are caused by inflammation, we're actually seeing an increase in inflammatory skin conditions. Mm. So, you know, my staff collectively, we're treating anywhere upwards of 2,500 patients per week, Tamara. This is a lot of clients, right? Mm-hmm. I did the calculations and I was like, oh, that's a lot of clients. And, you know, from this experience that we all have, as I said, collectively, it truly seems that the feedback that I'm getting is that there is a significant, especially over the last 5-6 years, in the amount of patients that are actually presenting with autoimmune conditions and autoimmune skin conditions. So that was really interesting to me. And I think it spoke to me on a really personal level, because my sister, my beautiful and precious sister, who I adore, was diagnosed with MS, which is actually, as you know, an autoimmune condition, right? Mm-hmm. And she had adverse reactions to medications. And she decided a while ago, probably about 10 years ago, that she didn't want to be on them. So, of course, that caused concern for all of us. Mm. But, I went back to doing what I do best, and that's researching. And so I just researched. I became an autoimmune and MS expert, and I discovered that, inflammation played a pivotal role in the progression of her disease. If we could lower the inflammation levels in her, then, that would, in essence, help her symptoms and help the progression. So we started her on an organic anti-inflammatory diet. We gave her supplementation, high levels of vitamin D, and things like that. And really an anti-inflammatory lifestyle, which included, I would say, the elimination of, I call them questionable chemicals and substances, because I hear that the industry really pushes back when you call them harmful chemicals, because really anything harmful in high doses. I mean, look at antioxidants, right? We know that antioxidants, vitamin C is an antioxidant, right? So, and that is great because it helps to eliminate free radicals. But did you know that vitamin C in really high doses is actually becomes a prooxidant? I mean, anything can be harmful for you if you don't dose correctly, right? And the vitamin C is to do with, the copper ions and things like that. But basically, so it was around dosing and in all good conscience, I couldn't recommend to her most of the cosmeceutical skincare ranges that I had at the time on my shelf, because they actually contain those very questionable substances that she was trying to avoid, right? So I knew, like, if they're not great for my sister, then they're probably not going to be great for my mom, and definitely not going to be great for my patients, which I hold so dearly. So I think that's when the seed was really planted to formulate my own skincare brand that really incorporated the science that I knew to be true, but also along with those principles that I spoke about before that I and so many other people believe in. You know, vegan, why shouldn't we have vegan skincare? Why shouldn't it be cruelty-free and free of questionable and inflammatory ingredients? And it must, I believe, it must be transparent. We need to tell people exactly what's in our skincare, not just what's in our skincare, the brands that we are using of ingredients, because it's about giving power back to that client to know, hey, look, I know what I'm putting on my skin. It's not just vitamin C. It's vitamin C from this particular company that sources it in a really clean way. And, you know, it's not, I know exactly what's in it and what's involved, rather than just because you can get ingredients anywhere and, you know, whether they're sourced ethically or not, and whether they're going to be, you know, pure and scientifically proven is, you know, another subject. But moreover, that was the brand that was grounded in real science and that gave patients dramatic results, because obviously my reputation is very important to me, so I wouldn't put my name behind something that wasn't going to work.
Interesting. So amazing. And I love the name too. I love the name Demlist. And now that I know everything about the inception behind it, that's even more special. Revolutionary is the word that's associated with Demlist that I am seeing all over my feed. What do you actually mean, or what was your intention behind this word, revolutionary?
What was my intention? I don't think it was an intention as such. Revolutionary basically is because I feel that it's really the next step in the evolution of skincare. So basically, I think it encompasses several factors, but one of those primary principles of this revolutionary range is complete multifunctionality. And my skincare philosophy is, I believe, unique because it combines true multifunctionality, which is actually, treating, as we spoke about before, from both a causative and symptomatic perspective, but addressing, in addition, inflammation and reducing that toxic burden. And then the challenge is, how do you then concentrate that multiple skincare products into a more feasible and, I suppose, usable system for the patient? So what we've done is we've concentrated this big, huge range that most brands do have, which, you know, I understand why that principle was there before, but really stepping into the future, there's no reason. The science supports you can concentrate skincare into less products and less single ingredient products. It is a challenge formulating it, but I believe it is the next step in skincare. We call it cosmeceutical skincare 2.0.
After the break, Steph explores the need for an inclusive language when connecting with clients and how she's managed to develop and formulate a range that's not only multifunctional, clean, and scientific, but too is vegan and is still achieving the most insane results for their clients in just 28 days. Now, if you, like many, are using this time to evaluate your business and are looking for a skincare range that offers better results, better client compliance, and an uncompromising approach to quality and ethics, then it should almost be a no-brainer at this point in the conversation that you should contact the Dermalist Accounts team today. Steph and the team have kindly offered all listeners of today's episode to receive a complimentary 3-step Dermalist trial kit just by phoning or texting 0411 807 665, emailing sales@dermalist.com, or private messaging them over on their Instagram @dermalist. Science, conscience, beauty. Trust me, you won't look back. Head to www.dermalist.com to find out more. And now, back to Steph. Often a brand will market themselves on one specific thing, being, you know, that they're really scientific, or that they are vegan, or that they're really earth-friendly and conscious. However, with Dermalist, we're talking about science, conscious, beauty, all being one, plus multifunctional, plus vegan. So I'm wondering, how can we have all of these different measures in the one product and still come out with something that's fantastic?
It wasn't easy. It took a long time to do it properly. There was a lot of research that was involved in many, many years. And don't forget, I actually started, which you'd know, I started this because I run multiple businesses, so I wasn't, you know, extremely fast in getting this to market. But basically, I started thinking about this concept 8 years ago, when nobody was even thinking about, you know, vegan and, you know, science, conscience, beauty. People would think, oh, what kind of skincare brand are you developing? They really didn't sort of get what my principle was back then. And I think the release is timely now, because people, I think they understand it, they get it a little bit more. But if you're looking at my tagline, Science, Conscience, Beauty, I came up with that in the shower, believe it or not. I'm telling you all my secrets.
Have more showers, make more ideas.
Yeah, true. but basically, I truly believe that, I mean, these principles are completely intertwined, right? So science is the ultimate pursuit of truth and discovery. Okay, that's how I see it, and that's how a lot of people see it. And when you look at it from that purest perspective, it must be done conscientiously. There's no other choice. Otherwise, it's not true science, right? Mm-hmm. And in the case of our industry, science results in what we call beauty. So science, conscience, beauty, these things are completely, completely intertwined, sorry. But moreover, if you look at the word science, it actually comes from the Latin word meaning with science or with knowledge. So that's conscience, right? In Latin is conscienza, so with science. So really the word means a lot to me personally and to our team, because the decisions we make together as myself and about our brand, the ingredients we use, the packaging we source, our skincare philosophy, are all made with the knowledge, with science, with knowledge that we're choosing the most ethical and science-based path. So revolutionary can also be translated to evolutional. And really in that, the challenge is in educating, because this combination of different aspects that make up our skincare philosophy is quite pioneering in a way. I think that, however, the challenge is there, but there are some very progressive professionals in our industry, such as yourself, who just get the concept. They're like, right, I understand. I can see the future of skincare, and I understand where skincare is heading. And there's also some very savvy clients that really get it, and they got it straight away. Really, I can see by the overwhelmingly positive response in such a short time, Tamara. Like, we've been launched less than a year, and the response that we've gotten and the success shows that people are ready for this, and they want. And this is a gap in the market.
Yeah, completely. And I think people have always been waiting for something to stop the confusion. You know, and yes, there are so many brands out there that try and have many, many messages, but they all kind of come out very mixed and it's a little bit confusing, or they have a lot of products and then it's like a 15-minute nighttime routine and nobody has that time. So I think it's about time that something like this has actually made our way into the industry.
Well, if you think about it, really, with cosmetic, you know, I have cosmetic doctors and nurses, right, and also general estheticians, so or just general clinicians, and their time is precious. And, you know, to sit there to explain, you know, you're right, 15 minutes for a skincare consultation, apart from doing this holistic, you know, consultation with all their lifestyle and so forth, it just wasn't feasible. And I mean, who hasn't sat there because of the complexity of it and I had to number, physically write a number on each skincare product, you know? Yeah. This is your vitamin A and this is your vitamin C and this is your vitamin B and this is your, and you put this on during the day and put that on at night and don't mix these two because they interact. And it's a minefield. It's complicated, you know, even for us to explain, let alone the client to actually use.
Yeah. So this is much more client friendly, which I really like. And also too, the marketing that you guys have produced alongside the brand is just absolutely stunning. I think it's very, very noticeable for me, you know, scrolling through the feed when I see a Dermalist post, I'm like, oh, it's so clearly Dermalist. It's like seeing go-to skincare, you know, the peach color. Well, with Dermalist, yeah, you know, the black and white, you know. But I wanted to ask you, you know, was that play on words a conscious thought that you had around your marketing and around the models? Because you do have, you know, Asian models, you've got black models, you've got white models, you've got different cultures and sizes and everything. Was that something that you wanted to be really mindful of?
Well, firstly, thank you. That's a huge compliment coming from you, because as we all know, you're a bit of a marketing genius yourself. So it's great to get that compliment and to know that that the branding is resonating with people. But to your question about the multicultural faces, look, we're in Australia, and Australia is a multicultural country. Mm-hmm. So naturally, the people that we know, the models that we know, are all from different backgrounds. And representing that should really just be, I believe, should just be the norm rather than the exception. And it's sort of sad that it's very sad actually, that we're still need to be mindfully focusing on that. You know, it's 2020 and we're still struggling with that in so many areas. And it's my true hope that one day complete inclusivity will just be the absolute norm. But that was just natural. That wasn't even something we had to think about. But apart from that, the models that we actually use, they use our products, right? So we wouldn't have anyone on our team, including anyone in our marketing team, that doesn't absolutely believe and trust in the brand. And I think that was one of the most important things. That's the angle we came from, was that authenticity and the true connection with everyone we work with. And I have to say that most of those models also happen to be our good friends of ours. My sister's an editorial fashion photographer, so she has so many relationships with models in the industry. And I think we're just very fortunate in that way. And I'm also very fortunate to be working with my sister, because she just adds that level of real quality to our images and to our design. She's actually our creative director. But we also send products to people. Like we send, you know, that we want to work with, that actually we believe that have a true passion and are aligned with our brand. So a lot of the times we get people and models that way.
Yeah, amazing. And if I can also share as well, I have been in one of your meetings just to provide some industry insight, and I was so humbled, shocked, happy, all of the above, to see your team go, hey Steph, we've run out of cleanser, or hey Steph, we've run out of all serum. And they were like seagulls when you bought out new product, when you bought out more product. And you know, a lot of the time I am saying to brands and I'm saying to business owners, like, let your people use the product. But in your case, it was like the team's banging down the door, like, give me more product, which speaks so much to the authenticity of the actual use of it.
Thank you so much. I mean, you know, I honestly live to make people happy. I'm a people pleaser. I want to help people. And my team are just, I don't disconnect with my team. I'm not a solo operation. So even though you're talking to me today, there's been a lot of people that, you know, I work with, and I believe this is a big team effort to create this. But, you know, that true love of the brand, a lot of people have joined me for that and really taken pay cuts and sacrifices. I've got people, some people working for me, you know, sometimes for free. I can't even believe the passion, Tamara, that I feel from people and the help that I've gotten in the industry where, you know, we were new and struggling. And, you know, I had staff members come on board, and still, you know, my general manager came on board, and he was a general manager of a big company. He's like, no, I'll take a pay cut to work with you. Mm-hmm. I had a marketing girl from Quarter Mentha. He's like, I'll take a pay cut. Yes, I'll work with you. A few people, BDMs, I'll work for free for a while. You know, this is passion. This is what I mean by revolution. You ask that question, it's the true love when they find out what the brand is about and the results that you can get.
Ah, gorgeous. That is so special. Speaking of results, you mentioned before inflammation, and I'd love to ask you, because some of the results, well, not some of them, but a lot of the results that I have seen on your socials have been pretty phenomenal. And even for me in the industry, I'm still looking at these pictures going, hang on, this was achieved with 3 products. Like, mm-hmm. crazy. Can you talk to some of the happy stories that you've seen from clients and from customers as well?
Oh, absolutely. Look, a lot. I get messages and love letters, Tamara, love letters from in our DMs. I can't tell you. Look, the results, they do speak for themselves. The reason is because, as I was talking to you about, we treat the from the causality perspective, where you're treating the cause of most skin concerns, which is inflammation. So if you're controlling inflammation, what happens is your skin is just without burden and is allowed to do its job, if you will, and it's allowed to accept and use all of the actives that you apply on the skin to treat the symptoms. So the results are just a given when you know how to treat the skin, when you use a science perspective and you use the correct dosage as well. You know, a lot of, I think we've gotten into this big rut in the industry where we're all talking about, oh, I've got this single ingredient vitamin C and it's 20 or 30% vitamin C. You know, higher, pump up the percentages, pump them up. And as I said, there's actually a biphasic response happening within cells. If you put too much of a substance into a cell, if you exaggerate, you get cell destruction and hindrance. It's about correct dosing. It's not about bombarding the skin with mega dose, single ingredient therapy, because ingredients, it's proven, even with antioxidants, it's proven that vitamins and antioxidants work well in symbiosis with each other at lower doses rather than single ingredients at higher doses. This is real science. There's studies out there. So we don't fall into the trap of going, oh, you know, how much, what's your percentage of vitamin C? And why isn't yours as high as, you know, this 30% vitamin C serum? We give you the dose that's clinically recommended and clinically proven to actually have the correct effect on the skin. And we use it in combination with other ingredients that end up having that complete holistic health approach. So for us, the results are a given. However, I did have to tell you that I knew that we would get results, and our promise was within 28 days, we'll give you your investment back, your money back. But the astonishing part of it is that I'm seeing results in a week, 3 days. People are emailing photos of themselves. Are you joking? This is after 3 days. Are you joking? This is after a week. What is in this stuff? And I've got not just my clients saying that. I've got leaders, KOLs in the industry, cosmetic nurses, people that work for the likes of, you know, injectable skincare brands, which I won't mention, very, very high up, using my products because I know them, right? I've got access to these people who are, you know, very, very educated. And I've had them saying, in my 20 years, in my 10 years, I have never seen results like this in just skincare alone, no treatment modality. And hearing that feedback then gives us confidence. We don't promise results in a week, never. We say 28 days. But the speed at which the results are coming through is, I think, the most remarkable thing here. And let's face it, the trend in this day and age is that speed is everything. People do not want to wait a long time to see results. That's when you get compliance issues. If they have to, if it's too complicated and they have to wait a month and their skin has to freak out first and go through an initial skin response only to then see results, you know, 2-3 months down the track, they're not going to stick with it. You're going to lose a big percentage. And that's why cosmeceuticals sometimes are hard to sell in the open market, because of this, you know, initial skin response period, which we have been able to get down to a bare minimum with our skin responses.
Yeah, so cool. And then imagine if you actually did combine that with treatment modalities in a clinic. I mean, the results are going to be outstanding. And I know that you do stock into some skin clinics, but I'm wondering what kind of clinic or space or a salon or spa or, you know, medi-aesthetic venue is your ideal partner for dermalists? Because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who are listening to this going, well, I want dermalists, but you guys don't qualify everyone because, you know, you do want a certain level of clinician who's treating.
Look, I believe that, honestly, I believe that making skincare available to everyone is the most altruistic thing you can do. So I don't believe in some, you know, limiting channels too much. However, I have to say that we love to partner with clinics that really understand and value this holistic or global treatment philosophy that we have. So really alignment in values is the most important factor there. And then of course, you know, working with advanced skin clinics, dermatologists, cosmetic doctors and nurses, that's what we're used to. And that's where our product sits. So, you know, we love working with advanced dermal and skin therapists as well, because they really get it and they're passionate. I think the most passionate people about our skincare are our dermal and skin therapists and our cosmetic nurses. But really, the most important thing I think when to consider is these are actually active, highly active cosmeceuticals. So they need to be recommended in the right way. But as we said, they contain anti-inflammatories. So there's a lower risk of that initial skin response that you would get from probably a retinoid type product. And I've got something interesting and exciting to share with you, because apart from this cosmeceutical range, which we do stock, you know, in various aligned partners, we're also going to be releasing a clinical retail products, and in clinic treatments, which actually complement the cosmeceutical range. These clinical products, although will not be available for purchase absolutely anywhere except for specific selected clinical partners. So they're going to be an adjunct. So you would get the cosmeceutical range in your clinic, and then if you qualify, you would be able to have access to become a clinical partner and have those clinical products as well, which is, you know, we've got all serum, but then, you know, we're going to release a clinical version of that. So you can imagine the potency of that one, because all serum is already knock your socks off potent. So it's only going to be for selected, and we're looking for dermatologists, for those clinical partners, we're looking for dermatologists, cosmetic doctors, nurses, and a really advanced therapist, because they're not going to be going into, clinics that probably aren't exactly aligned with what our philosophy is. So we want to hear from like-minded professionals, and we want to most importantly share ideas. We are a new brand. We're flexible, and I am of course I'm obsessed with studying. So of course the natural progression was to become a formulation chemist myself. So I'm actually obsessed with formulation and the science behind formulation. I'm flexible, we're agile, we're flexible, we work with the best formulators, my partner with the best formulators, so we can really keep getting feedback from the industry and develop products that are going to resonate and going to fill gaps, real true gaps in the industry. And of course, I wanted to add, and I suppose we're going to finish off soon, but I really wanted to add that, look, what we do is so special, Tamara, I really feel. And I think that people are starting to understand this thing called mind-body connection, right? But it's still extremely underestimated in the world. And really the depth and the profoundness of this is still, I think it remains largely unknown and yet to still explore fully. You know, when we look in the mirror and we see that reflection looking back at us, and it's one of health and vitality, it sends really important signals to our brain about what we believe to be true regarding the state of our health. And so in turn, this actually causes a release of chemicals and hormones that's somewhat like a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will. So if you feel like you are looking tired when you look in the mirror and run down, you'll be more likely to release cortisol, which as we know, is one of the primary inflammatory hormones that our body produces in response to stress. And you get, you know, a dip in your serotonin level and so forth. But this then adversely affects health. And this is very important to note, because in turn, that's what's actually reflected in our skin and appearance, which we as humans interpret as beauty. So health and beauty, they're intrinsically linked. And I hear that in your podcast all the time. I'm starting to hear it. And it's something that needs to be reiterated over and over again, because the aesthetic industry is more therapeutic and aligned with allied health than most people even realize. And we have this power to, I believe, deeply and profoundly change lives, you know, improve family life and people's careers, and really their overall health and sense of well-being. And, you know, I know you agree with me, and that's because that's a pursuit that's, I believe, extremely worthwhile and meaningful as well.
Ah, absolutely. And I think we've never noticed this so much more so than the lockdowns and COVID and, you know, not being able to exercise and not being able to go outside and breathe actual air that's not just being circulated in our house. And, you know, we've seen the emotional and physical disconnect from people, and all of that is producing acne. It's producing rosacea. It's producing dermatitis. So absolutely. I'm excited that, more people external to the industry, because of course we've always known this, but more people outside who are looking in can realize this. Steph, I'm going to have to get you back, because I could sit here and listen to you all day, and I want to pick your brain more on skin conditions and inflammation and cosmetic science and all of the things.
Oh, don't get me started on inflammation. Yes, you'll have to get me back.
But I really, really appreciate your time today and coming on. You are just a wealth of knowledge, and very, very special to have you on the episode today. So thank you again.
No, thank you. It's been such a pleasure and a long time coming. And yes, I'm more than happy to come back whenever you invite me. Thank you.
I'll hold you to that. Wowee. Have you ever heard so much passion in someone's voice when they talk about our industry and the results their product is gaining for their clients? That is something Steph leaves me with after we catch up every single time. And I hope that enthusiasm has rubbed off on you today. As somebody who is constantly seeing new product ranges and ingredients come into the market of the professional aesthetic industry, I am always intrigued as to find out exactly how a product is different from the rest, and the Dermalist range is one that truly excites me. I'll be live with Dermalist over on our Instagram at Beauté Industry later this week, showing you the range in conversation with the Dermalist team so that we can deep dive each product individually. So make sure to keep an eye on your socials, and also be sure to give them a follow at Dermalist. Thank you so much for your time and your ears today. If I can ask one more thing of you before you go, that would be to give us a rating. And if you have a little more moment of your time, to write us a small review, which really does help scoot our channel up the charts and help others find out about these important conversations for our industry. And that's it. Until next time, stay connected.